Lesson number five. It's how you get out. It's how you get out with that Me Too shit. With that he says, she said, he says, she said. When they doing that he said, she said, slide out. And once it becomes he said, she said, the ball watching got to ball tasting. And the ball tasting got to pillow talking. And pillow talking got to the whole crew busted. And then blah, 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 blah. And then everybody out there just being like laughed at, humiliated. And that's the hood dramas. You get up, you get the fortune, and then the cocaine castles, and then the cocaine gone, the castle's gone, then you just bust it and you're walking around. But this is how you get out. This is how you get out. You always got to get out. You see it coming. Once you hear like weird he said, she said, men looking, talking like girls, gossiping, not really talking to you like a man, get out. And don't be like, come with me. Nah, bitch, get the fuck, get out. You do that, he says, she said, you look all weak. And when they look all weak and like glazed eyes, they know they be fucking and sucking these Selena Powells, and they stuck in these sex lies and videotapes. Like, what lie? Once you catch folks saying lie after lie after lie, and they used to be real strong-minded, get out. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Let him. He's doing the female shit. I always have the one that just doing the female shit. He doing all the females. That's it. You don't have to have the whole crew fuck the other crew's main girl, whatever. You don't need to do all that. That's just bullshit. So if there's a dude in your crew, he a fly ass pimp. He's so fly, and he loves to nail them girls, and he be nailing moms, you know, and they have, like, straight-up moms being like, yo, you know, can you pork me? That dude, like my homie Coke and Straw, that Coke and Straw type, he at the mall, and he be busting bitches at the mall type, all right? That's your dude. You got to get one. You got to groom me. That's all he does. He don't go to trap houses. He don't go to... you know, run guns. He don't do that shit. He just go at the mall all fucking day, bust bitches, bust bitches, bust bitches. Then he busts all the crew. He could advertise that shit whatever way he wants, website, whatever, open up a Pornhub account, whatever he wants to do. You know what I mean? Like, get consent if you're going to do that. Don't force it. Watch out for the types that'll be going over there, and then they be fucking raping bitches like what happened to Freddie Gibbs and got him all jammed up. Watch for those types. Because they'd be like, yeah. And then as soon as you turn away, they freaking put a gun to a bitch hand and be fucking them. You know what I mean? You got to be watching them types. If you're running Lakeside Plaza, you always got to watch for types of people. And then you just get the antidote, the personnel to check on. Chin check. Don't be doing no all crazy like stunt like I did. I did that to save the block. You know what I mean? Because I saw like, these you got a little crew. I never seen no fools. And they just politicking, hood politicking right there in the motherfucking right there in front of me. And he's right there in the hood politicking, not respecting everybody else, the working people. And they just hood politicking like, that's why I bust on us Serranos, bro. We're going to stab the shit out of you. What the fuck do you think we do? You're going to be trying to get some mamacitas. Well, next time you go get some mamacitas, you might get a bunch of motherfucking essays, put Rugers on you and say, God, I don't give a fuck about this chongo. I don't give a fuck about our people. Our paisos. When the paisos, you know the paisos are fucking Sinaloa cartel, man. You know what I mean? Like you want to know who's Sinaloa in your motherfucking neighborhood? They're the Home Depot workers. The people you front on. They the Home Depot workers. They the cleaners. Why do you think they hate you so much? You know what I mean? Like, you just, the only reason you don't respect them is because they don't speak English. So they be watching you and sending it in kites out to their... to the cartels. The fuck, who do you think is motherfucking murdering motherfuckers? And ain't no American, ain't no motherfucking American me types. You know what I mean? They the ones taking control of the crews out here on the Cali side. You know, but the ones in Mexico, they some straight Spanish speaking ass motherfuckers. And the ones you disrespect at the Home Depots, guess who they are? Surprise. When the fool you fronted on has a ski mask and they get you out, man. You know what I mean? They hate you because you front on like, I'm a fucking blah, 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 blah. And that's shit. So here we go, track five, lesson five. That Me Too shit, make it he said, she said. Me Too, you too. Dig dirt and drop that whole crew. Torpedo hood family fuse. Pool party it out. Big barbecues once per month. Then develop talent, teach the averages, and don't ever give up on each other. Life is mine, craft. You can't stop playing or you can build your dreams. If it's just average, it's fine. Refine ladies, take time, patience, fine lines. Look for details to break fools. Catch them slipping on little things. That tells you how they think. Oh, I see what type you are. That's how you got to be, Lakeside Flyboy. Or that's how I see how they are. That's how you, that mental gun, that's how you get them ammunition. Everybody you see, oh, I see that. I see what you be doing on that little thing. Because that's how it going to be when he tries to drop you and do Judas shit on you. You see, I saw that. That's why I busted. That's why I busted and did like hostile takeover of your plug spot. Okay? So here we go. Catch them slipping and type of, catch them slipping. Because you know what? You know what they respect in cartels? A random fucking Islamabad motherfucking Muslim motherfucking sand nigger like me with bombs in his fucking bag. That's why they always fucking be looking at me strange. Because what? I put a bomb in that trash can, you know? I put a bomb in there. Now that's going everywhere. There's a bomb going on everywhere. Then you front on me again. I put a bomb in that trash can. I put a bomb. You guys don't respect homeless people. You don't respect the poor people, which is who God's people is, the poor people. That's Jesus's people, not the church people. Church people are the two-faced dudes that my homie Droopy bust Ruger's on. All right, so here we go. Refine ladies, take time, patience, fine lines. All right. So fine ladies, look for details to break fools. Catch them slipping and type up your own logs, receipts, and paperwork. It's your paperwork, not Vlad TV, not random lazy people evidence. The fuck is that? You type your own logs. No, I have a log. I have receipts to show I was here. I was here. I was here. Just have 10 motherfuckers, all they do is shop all day for the baby moms. And then you got 5 people at the trap houses. And then it's like you have 15 motherfucking Negroes, man. The fuck? You know what I mean? Or Negroes or whatever's in the crew. You know what I mean? Just 15 Murder Mansion types. You know what I mean? Japanese, whatever. Whoever's up in there. You know what I mean? Got to make money to help support each other and fight gentrification, which is just another code for force them out to whatever, to a freaking lake. They just want to throw us all in the lake. I mean, it's like, oh, here's Lake Paris. Let's just chop them up and throw them in there. So we're going to chop you up and throw them in there. You know what I mean? Don't let lawyers shake you. First, you get private eyes, private investigators, only $200 per hour. That's it. You get a private eye, you get private eyes for your crew. You keep the money local. You keep the money in the city. You don't take your money from the city and then be going over to another city or going to the beach like California girls, blah, 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 blah. They be talking. California girls are the biggest talkers. And guess what? They ain't your type. So here we go. Don't let lawyers shake you. First, you get private investigators for your crew. Pay the ladies to be assistant private eyes. That's right. All the ladies in your circle, you got to just pay them to be private eyes. They like to be snooping on them relationships. Give them $50 every day or whatever you can. $50 an hour just to be looking at the other crews, what they be, who they be flossing, how they be flossing, how they be moving, how they be talking, how they be doing that. Give them, give you reports, you know, and then pay them. Give them envelopes. Give these ladies some jobs. Give them some jobs. Don't let them just be baby factories for what? For what? Baby factories for what, man? You pay them. Let them get paid. Keep the money in the Murder Mansion. Man, bored. There's no board, man. You know what's funny? You go once a month, you go have a big old ball. That's it. Once a month, go to Hollywood swinging. You could go for 3 nights straight Hollywood swinging. Boom. And then you go back to the murder. You know what I mean? Just have fun with it once a month and you celebrate what you got. You know what I mean? Then you do a big meet your ball. Oh, look at this crew. They got this. But what? It was cool. Like, that's cool. But the thing is, the cops are always going to catch you. They're always going to catch you. That's it. They're always 100 steps in front of Jack. They're always. You know what I mean? So this is how you get out. You get out, then it's somebody else, and then they just got too much paperwork. But if you stay, it's the same people, it's the same people, it's the same people, it's the same people. They build a case and then they bust it out. They already know they got tapes, they got people snitching all day long. Like regular folks, they calling it, it's this motherfucker. They know your whole life story. They ain't like, you know what I mean? They looking, they like, oh, you see what he's doing? Blah, 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 blah. They out there with, they doing cop shit. They doing cop work, all right? They ain't being like, oh, well, this person. No, they ain't going to try to be all warm and fuzzy and bring you in with them puppy dog eyes. That's not their thing. You know what I mean? Except they got them puppy dog eyes and they circle too. And then there's all this corruption and mixing, you know, crews and the cartels and this and that and this and that. Corruption, it's just, you know, racism always leads to corruption. So, and drug dealing, you know, you leave people out of good jobs that they deserve. You put them out in the hood. Guess what? They do hood things. So whatever they learn from Metro, whatever they learn from accounting job that they just fired for no place, they're going to put that in the hood. That's why you got Big Meeches. That's why you got Tina Flies. That's why you got all these people, is because they didn't get a chance to do what they was doing. That was regular shit at Kohl's or whatever it was, square shit. And then you throw them back in the hood, and they're going to still try to get with the level they was at. You know what I mean? So you got to watch that racism shit, you know what I mean? Like, you give a reason. Nobody don't know no reason shit. Come on, white people. Usually, who knows why? Just because, you know? All right. Don't let lawyers shake you. First, you get private investigators for your crew. Pay the ladies to be assistant private eyes. Get them lawyers at pool parties. Then when things go down, you got Selena Powell of the Lakeside Murder Mansion action. It's one. Not a crew of them. It's one. She just bipolar. She nympho. Boom. Just make her a thing. Like, boom. It all leads to her. They ain't going to do it. They get a little bit of pussy. You know, then you got like five lawyers going at it with this girl. And she just like cool with it. You know what I mean? Then, boom. Videotapes and all that shit, and then the lawyer is gonna be like, oh, priority number one is saving, covering my ass. And my ass right now is I was fucking a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old over at Lakeside at the LaSalva Street Apartments. Come on, people. I got people figured out. Come on, I'm the Corleone of this Lakeside shit. All right, here we go. Mansion action, YG's faction rules the world. Hooray for you. Nature by Naughty in the Trenches, Hip Hop Parade, Quiet Legend, Mellow Miles like Brad Dougherty. Step Back 3. This is me. Please don't forget me. This is so critical. And please don't forget this. Also so critical. Strong hood girls will make your hood strong. Everlasting bonds. Lakeside, Flyboy, Kingpin, Murder Mansions. Signing out. Lesson number 1 through 5, Lakeside.